This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver Station's news station, Denver 7's iconic building in downtown Denver, sold for $35 million. The station's general manager, Dean Littleton, says he's looking forward to moving the newsroom into a new location.
We're excited about the opportunity. It's a great chance to reinvest in journalism for our staff and the people of Denver.
The brutalist architecture-style building was once the subject of a high-profile dispute. A group of community members wanted to designate the building a historic landmark, but Denver City Council denied their request. The old building will be torn down and turned into an apartment complex. Littleton says the station will stay in Denver, but it hasn't yet decided on a new location. State biologists have asked the public to watch for any birds with swollen eyes. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it could be a sign of a mysterious disease that has made it to Colorado.
The illness first appeared in mid-Atlantic states last spring. Wildlife clinics started seeing many birds with their eyes crusted shut. Others showed neurological symptoms, where their bodies or heads would bounce or twitch. Most died within a couple days. Scientists don't know what causes the disease. So far, no cases have been reported in Colorado, but Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the public should report any birds with swollen eyes or strange behavior. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Cannabis sales in Colorado have declined slightly over the last 2 months. Although sales have dropped a bit, they're still higher than they were at the same time last year, which was an all-time record for Colorado. This is CPR News in KRCC.